Hero Work is hoping to raise $40,000 before the end of the year to cover a shortfall brought on by high material and labor costs on its radical renovation of the Victoria Cool Aid Society's downtown community center. Once complete, the added space will allow Cool Aid staff to double the number of people they serve and allow several programs to happen concurrently, making it possible to triple their programming. The project shortfall is blamed on costs of materials that have risen dramatically, far more than what was budgeted for before the project was underway. The Downtown Community Center, 755 Pandora Avenue, is the only space of its kind in the region, providing free programming to support the health and wellness of vulnerable people. It offers drop-in services, low-cost space rental for community groups, and as an emergency shelter for 40 people. To donate, go to CanadaHelps.org. Victoria calls for artists for downtown kiosks. The City of Victoria has launched calls to artists for artwork for consideration for display in downtown kiosks and inclusion in a mural roster, and for consideration for future mural projects. Local artists can submit up to 5 artworks to be considered for display in kiosks on Douglas Street next year. The competition is open to artists who live in the capital region, including the Gulf Island, working on various types of visual media, photography, painting, drawing, printmaking, collage, digital artwork, textile and beadworks. Emerging and established artists in Western Canada can also submit an application to be considered for inclusion in the city's mural roster. A list of pre-qualified artists available for mural opportunities from April 2023 through October 2025. The roster will connect businesses and organizations looking to enhance their space with a mural project with an artist. Submissions to the mural roster will be assessed on an artist's unique visual storytelling style, their experience working on complex mural projects, and collaboration with the community. There will be 2 online information sessions where applicants can meet with city staff to review application requirements and ask questions. The mural artist roster session runs 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. November 16, followed by the art in kiosk session, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. November 17. The deadline for both submissions is 4 p.m. December 5. For submission guidelines, application forms, or to register for an information session, go to victoria.ca/publicotopportunities. Toyota offers vehicles to accessibility groups, grassroots organizations working to foster inclusion through increased physical accessibility in their communities will have a chance to receive one of 3 accessible vehicles during Toyota Canada's Toyota Cars for Good program, which launched this month. 3 organizations will each be awarded a new 2023 Toyota vehicle with improved physical accessibility modifications, valued at up to $90,000. Countless remarkable organizations across the country are working hard to build more inclusive and accessible communities, said Cyril Dimitris, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Toyota Canada. The goal of the Toyota Cars for Good program is to provide them with some of the support they need to continue to do their important work. Registered charitable organizations will be asked to submit applications describing their organization's mission and values, local impact on reducing barriers to movement and fostering inclusion through physical accessibility, and how a new vehicle would benefit or enhance the organization's community efforts. Entries will be evaluated by a panel of judges from the accessibility community. Deadline for applications is December 31. For more information, go to toyota.ca/carsforgood. Conservation groups launch fundraising drive. The Raincoast Conservation Foundation and the Pender Islands Conservancy have joined forces to launch a matching fundraising campaign where every dollar donated will be matched to raise the last $500,000 of $2.1 million required to purchase 18 hectares of coastal Douglas fir forest on Pender Island. The 2 organizations have until the end of the year to exercise an option to purchase the property, known as Kila_Eek Kingfisher Forest, on Pender Island. The old-growth forest, which also includes western red cedar and arbutus trees, is an essential piece of a nature corridor. Its securement will connect a network of habitats found across the Gulf Islands landscape, with links from wetland headwaters to intertidal foreshore. The property connects to Plumper Sound, a critical habitat for endangered southern resident killer whales. Before the land protection campaign was launched, the area was set to be developed into a residential suburb. For more information, or to donate, Go to raincoast.org/forest/donate. > Tea Gift Boxes support safe housing. Services buy a 12 days of Tea Gift Box from the Threshold Housing Society's annual Silk Road Tea Gift Box campaign, and your $20 purchase will help provide safe housing and support services to at-risk youth. The society is the largest youth housing provider in Greater Victoria, housing about 55 youth. They also offer the only residential supportive recovery program for youth on the island. But the agency has received more than 140 applications for service so far in 2022, with 60 youth on their waitlist and a 9-month wait time. Other businesses involved in the campaign include Country Grocer, Urban Grocer, and Thrifty Foods. Country Grocer is pleased to offer the holiday tea boxes from Threshold Housing Society again this year, said Andrew Covin, director at Country Grocer. The team at Threshold continues to do amazing work providing needed services and housing for the youth in our communities. We are very fortunate to partner with such a vital group. The gift boxes will be available until December 23 at Country Grocer in Royal Oak and Esquimalt, at 8 Greater Victoria Thrifty Food locations, Urban Grocer, and online at thresholdhousing.ca. United Way gives $325,000 to Youth Fund. The United Way of British Columbia is investing $325,000 in the Youth Futures Education Fund to help support youth who have aged out of care to pursue their post-secondary goals, with costs of almost $26,500 a year for necessities like rent, internet, transit, and food. More than 80% of BC youth, aged 19 to 28, receive financial support from their family so they can pursue a post-secondary education. This support is often not available to former youth in care, resulting in less than half of youth aging out of government care continuing to post-secondary studies compared to the general population. About 40% of BC's homeless population were in care at some point in their lives. To help address these systemic issues, the Youth Futures Education Fund will support post-secondary students with basic living expenses, with the hope that the support can change the trajectory of many young people's lives. This fund has helped more than 2,000 former youth in care students attend post-secondary school since it was established in 2014. For more information, go to youthfutures.ca.pare@timescolonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.